Aikido had taught him that he was master of his mind and body. John Wallace was not about to give up. Like his treacherous legs before them, his arms betrayed his mind. They were weak when he most needed strength. Despite his desperate commands for them to ignore the pain, they dropped to his side. His legs kicked the air as his neck took his full weight. Wallace finally realised that there would be no escape. "I'm dying." The old cliché wasn't true. His life didn't flash before his eyes. Instead, Wallace found himself reliving only the most painful moments. The death of his parents, the mutilated bodies of the Afghan children that had finally sent him home, and Connie, warm, sweet, tender Connie, her sad, tear-drenched face looking up at him, full of love. She had been right, and now, more than ever, he regretted letting her go. Through the free-flowing tears, Wallace looked down at the masked man, who watched impassively as his life was choked away. Wallace's lungs, full of stale, fetid air, burned with the desire to expel their contents. His eyes pushed further and further forward, edging their way out of their sockets. "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have done better." Remorse was the very last feeling Wallace experienced before he blacked out. Inertia kept his body swinging after his legs had stopped kicking. A pendulum marking the final moments of existence. The masked man watched Wallace's body until it fell still. Satisfied, the killer began the next phase of his work.